Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we're doing the crossword for Monday, July 25th, 2022. So, on this first day of EAA Air Venture,
yes,
which we will explain at some point, probably, did you do the crossword?
I did, below the buzzing of numerous airplanes.
Ah, okay. Nice way of working that explanation of EAA Air Venture into today's podcast.
Many, many airplanes flying through the air today.
Yes, indeed. A huge aviation event that happens to be taking place approximately over our house.
Yes.
But they seem to have they seem to have buzzed off for a while, so we will record while the iron is hot, so to speak.
Yes.
So what do you think about the crossword?
Well, I liked it a lot, but it took me 16 minutes and 43 seconds to finish, which is sort of a record for a long time on Mondays.
I'm assuming it was either due to a mistake or extreme fatigue.
Oh, it was a mistake. It was a mistake, a typo.
Oh, okay.
So it was 20 across. Marijuana in old slang. At first I put doobie because I thought that was kind of old slang.
Right.
But it turned out to be reefer.
Yes.
Which I spelled R-E-E-E-F-R. Reefer. And so five down, backside, as the Brits call it, arse. Once again, they put that in.
Yes, they seem.
I had arse.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, I think maybe fatigue or maybe I need new glasses, but for the life of me, I couldn't see the difference between the E's and the F's in reefer, so I could not find my mistake. So
I think the fact that your mistake was in reefer is curious.
Uh-huh. So eventually I'm like, I think that looks like an F in arse. And I figured, yes, I needed to respell reefer correctly.
Well, you know, with the font that they use for the crossword, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a difference of one line.
Exactly.
And maybe, you know, sometimes your brain will correct. Your brain will do auto-correction for you when you don't want it. I've had that happen. There have been a couple of words where I looked right to me, and then I looked more carefully. I'm like, oh, wait, that's not what I thought I was reading just a moment ago.
Mm-hmm. So that was my mistake. Mm. So it took me a long time, but I did get it done.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I did it on Monday. In 8:07.
Oh, very good.
Well, not really, but
half the time.
Yes, I didn't have any significant mistakes. I started off slowly. The one down Buffalo hockey player trying to figure out how to spell saber. Is it S-A-B-E-R or S-A-B-R-E?
R-E.
Yes.
That I knew.
Mm-hmm. And then right next to it, I made a fascinating discovery. Disney Mermaid's name was Ariel.
Yes.
And I was thinking, oh, they're trying to work the font Ariel into it again, but that's A-R-I-A-L. But I looked up the definition of the font, and it is referred to, and I'm not making this up, a neo-grotesque sans-serif font. I thought, what an insult. So that may have to be a Fun Fact Friday investigation there, why they call it neo-grotesque.
Yes.
I mean, that sounds like something out of Disney's Hunchback of Notre Dame. I don't know. But I thought that was curious.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. And I keep misreading three down, like early PC graphics. When I look at the answer, I see LORES, L-O-R-E-S.
Oh, uh-huh.
But of course, it is low res.
Low res, yes.
Mm-hmm. And next to that, you know, at this rate, we'll never get through the crossword. But looking four down, looking like this, they had an emoji of a frowny person, and the answer was sad faced.
Yes.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Clue in the answer, sad faced.
Yes, and that's like the second emoji we've seen in just a few days, asking about what it's depicting.
Right.
So I wonder if this is a new trend. We'll be seeing more emojis, and we better know what they mean.
Well, I think the scary thing is when they decide to put it into the grid, because then the people at Wordplay who get annoyed at rebuses are just going to explode in anger. I don't think their system will be able to handle all of the complaints.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So. Well, I loved the theme of this puzzle. I just thought it was really clever. So, would you like me to talk about the theme?
Was there a theme?
There was a theme.
Really?
Oh, yes. It was great. 17 across. Listen to the answers. Birds of prey. The next one, Grand Prix. The next one, I didn't mean to pry. The next one, Tennis Pro. And the last one, Annie Prue. All of the answers had PR and then the long form of a vowel going in order. Pray, pre, pry, pro, and prue.
Gasp.
Isn't that amazing? I just thought that was a great theme.
Did they ever make that overt anywhere?
No, they didn't.
How did you spot that?
You just had to... Well, I was trying to figure out what the theme was, so I was looking at the longer answers, and I'm like, oh, okay, pray, pre, pry. Yeah, I just noticed that they all ended with a word that began with PR.
Huh.
And then I listened to the sounds. It was A-E-I-O-U. So very clever, whoever wrote this puzzle.
Yes, and very clever of you to have found it, because I didn't even look for, there was nothing there that made it obvious that there was a theme.
Oh, uh-huh.
And so I just sort of thought, finished, themeless, a themeless Monday.
Uh-huh.
So
I was especially impressed with Prue. The clue there was Pulitzer Prize-winning author of The Shipping News at Brokeback Mountain.
Yes.
The name with the author, Annie Prue, spelled P-R-O-U-L-X, but pronounced Prue.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought, boy, that was very, very clever that they, like pray. There's a couple words that sound like that. Pre, there's Grand Prix, P-R-I-X.
Right.
Pry, is that the word? Pro, you can use, a truncated version of a lot of words, pro, but... And pro itself is a word. But then Prue is like, what would Prue be? Yeah.
But somehow Michael Berkey found it.
Yeah. Good job, Michael.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else was interesting here? I thought 13 down was 13 down was in need of directions, and the answer was lost. And I know we already have too many awards that we give out, but I was thinking we should have an award for the most obvious clue. And I'm pretty sure that would win the contest right there.
Yep, that's pretty straightforward.
And in the same area, we had rap lead into John or Wayne, which was Lil.
Uh-huh.
So there we have our rap representation.
Yes.
And right underneath that, singer Yoko was Ono.
Uh-huh.
So we have two completely different generations.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then even though it's not really in the middle, we have 37 down, 1990s R&B group Blank Hill. The answer was Drew.
Yeah.
Did you know Drew Hill?
No, I did not.
Boy, I was listening to some of their music. It's fantastic.
Oh.
It's like smooth caramel or something. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with some really delicious flavor. I mean, it's just incredible.
Mm.
Maybe a coffee cake. No, that doesn't make any sense at all. Anyway, it was really, really amazing bit of work. So, listeners, if you get a chance, check out Drew Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. What else was good?
I thought it was interesting. We had Reefer, as we mentioned, at 20 across. But then 42 across, just under it a few squares, was Central Pile of Chips and Poker Pot.
Oh, that's true.
So we had Reefer and Pot.
Mm-hmm. And we also had, let's see, where was it? 54 down, Daring Poker Bet. And I had it starting with an A, so I first thought anteed, but it's like that's not really daring. It was all in.
Right.
So they had at least a couple of poker references here.
Mm-hmm.
30 across, Himalayan Land, five letters. What did you think that was going to be?
Well, I thought Nepal.
That's what I thought.
Uh-huh. But Tibet makes sense, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then right next to that, 33 across, legendary Himalayan creatures, yetis.
Mm-hmm.
So that was sort of the Himalayan section of the crossword. Too bad they couldn't have somehow printed it so it looked like it was elevated. That would have been amusing. 21 across. That was blank Guofeng, successor to Mao, and the answer was Wo or HUA and Wa, and I'm sure I've mispronounced that. My apologies. Did you know that?
No,
I'm
I could.
like,
Well, I kind of remembered it, but then I couldn't really remember the first name. But
I could not
I
rem
remember when Mao died, and they
Really?
had to find a new person to be in charge there. Yeah.
Boy, I just don't recognize that name at all.
Oh.
So, but that's just the way it goes. Let's see here. What else did we have? 60 across, the most common English word. I was really hoping it was going to be Oreo, but it
No.
turned out to be the.
Yes.
So, I guess that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Use the a lot.
Yes, we do. No.
Unless, of course, it was a, but they couldn't use it because it was only one letter, or an, and they have a rule, three letters or more.
That's correct. Yes.
In that same general vicinity, 40 down, compartmentalized evening meal was a TV dinner.
Yes.
That, what a great way of describing a TV dinner.
Boy, it's
Compartmentalized.
been a long time since I've seen a TV dinner. I wonder if they've changed since the 70s.
Nope, they made them in the 70s. They stuck them in a freezer in the 70s, and they just keep hauling them out and shipping them out.
I'm sure they've improved greatly, but
I would imagine. I mean, there do seem to be quite a few at our store. Let's see, eight down. Show again as a show. And I went for re-air, because you air something and then you re-air it, but it was rerun.
Yeah, I think that's more common. So, oh, there was one that I thought was really funny, 25 across. What Prancer and Dancer do, but Rudolph and Vixen don't. It was rhyme.
Yes.
I know that was when I finally figured it out, I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah, I was working on that. I've got an R and an H. What is going on here? So that was good. Let's see, where else? Blast. I just lost. Well, let's see. There was 52 across. Boring. The answer was, well, I thought it was going to be dull, but
Oh.
the answer was blah, which, as I decided, more interesting than dull. So, and there was.
For the beginning of where that B is, 41 down crossed with that, and it was individually. And I had the one, and then there were five blanks. I thought, oh, one alone. Because I had the O-N-E too, one
Sure.
alone. So then I thought, when I saw that boring, I thought, oh, blah, but it's like, oh no, it's got to start with an A. But, and I'm like, I couldn't figure out anything that was boring that started with an A. So, but eventually I figured out it was blah.
Yes. Which this crossword most definitely was not.
No, it was a pretty robust Monday puzzle, I would
Yeah,
say,
I liked it.
even though it took me 16:43 to
You'll
finish.
get over that, I know. So,
I can only get better.
You could get worse. It just depends. So, all right. I think we will wrap it up there. So, thanks everyone for listening. And remember that tomorrow is Triplet Tuesday, the three most exciting minutes in podcasting,
You betcha.
as far as we know. And I listen to a lot of podcasts, so. And that's our opportunity to play a game, and you are invited to play along.
Yes.
And we'll be back with that, as well as our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword, aka Tuesday's crossword, tomorrow.
Bye-bye.